everybody. I wanted to welcome you to tonight's first Thursday Thoughts. I've been kicking this idea around in my mind for a little while, and I decided to go ahead and get it done tonight. And before I get started, I wanted to just give a shout out, a thank you to all my Team Apex team members, wherever you are, you know, France, Japan, the United States, because if it weren't for you guys, none of this would be happening. So this one's for you guys. So why Thursday Thoughts? You know, a lot of people have a lot of different things going on, and the idea behind Apex Karate Performance is to make elite kata athletes and elite karate athletes. But what is an elite athlete? What sets an elite athlete apart from every other athlete? You know, karate has come a long way, and it's changed so much from even when I was competing, I guess 20 years ago now, to where it's at now, an Olympic sport next year, 2020 Tokyo. But it's changed so much in the last little bit, and athletes today are not like athletes were a long time ago. And that's where Apex Karate Performance comes in. And our goal is to help create elite athletes, right? And while doing good karate. So one of the big things is what sets an elite athlete apart from every other kind of athlete, just a recreational athlete. And one of the biggest things, regardless of what sport you're talking about, is mindset. And so kind of today's theme, and one of the main philosophies, if you will, for Apex Karate Performance is mindset. And I like to use a lot of analogies, you know, tell stories, because that helps drive the point across, I think. And one of the biggest ones that I use for mindset was once spoken by the great Grandmaster Morpheus to his disciple, the one, Neo. And that was, free your mind. You have to let your fear go, let your anger, your hate, let it all go and accept. Right? Well, what does that mean? Free your mind. In this case, it can mean a lot of things. Right? Your focus on training, what's important to you, and how you do that. So we're gonna kind of dive into that. And tonight, the reason I picked tonight to do this is because it actually was a good example today. So I've been sick this week a little bit, not feeling too well. Came home from work early on Tuesday, stayed home from work yesterday. I was feeling a little better, went to work today, you know, still a little under the weather, but I got home today, you know, not bad, but just not feeling great. I got home today and I thought to myself, I don't wanna go work out tonight. I'm not feeling like it. I got home, laid down on the bed, kind of changing my clothes, almost fell asleep. And while I was in that kind of in-between dozing off stage, I had to kind of hit myself and say, what the hell, bro, right? You talk to your athletes about freeing your mind and about focus and dedication and giving up on some of the things that they want to go do for fun and whatnot to be in the dojo training because they have that goal. And you're feeling just a little bit tired or whatever, and that's a good enough excuse to not go train. No, that's completely unsatisfactory. So here we are, right? I just finished just shy of 2 hours on my own. And why was that? You know, I'm not training for a competition right now. You know, that time's pretty much done. But I do have an event in about a month and a half, a little over a month, that I'm training for. And I just don't want to look bad. I want to make sure that I'm on my best form, that I've been training, that I'm prepared. And part of that, you know, you have to practice what you preach, right? If you're going to talk about free your mind, well, then you better get your butt in the dojo and you better train, right? And not just like kind of half-assing it, but you need to train. Take it seriously. So free your mind, right? Let go of all of that stuff. Focus on your goal. And we're going to talk about goal a little bit more. Goals, goal setting, prioritizing training techniques and things like that. But we're running on about 5 minutes now, and that's about enough time for me to be talking. And I know I've kind of gone over a couple of topics, but one thing, and again, if you're an Apex Karate Performance team member, you've heard me say it, but free your mind. Think about that as you approach your training and how you get things done and the way you approach everything, and you'll be amazed at what you can help accomplish by just rearranging, by sorting out, shifting your mindset, your approach to training, your approach to the techniques, your approach to what your sensei or your coach says, or to what your other teammates say, to what you see, and really take it apart. Take it and set it apart, dissect it, think about it, and go from there. So we're gonna have more of these coming up. You know, this is a little bit long one. I'm already coming up on 6 minutes here, but I just wanna let you guys know that I'm gonna be doing more of these, some mindset things, my philosophy as it approaches to karate in general, but more specifically, how it approaches to being an elite karate athlete. So just think about what I said. If you got any questions, comments, leave them down below, and get out there and get your training done.